Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. They're calling it corporate suicide. Companies going woke, inevitably going broke. And one of Americana's most iconic restaurant chains learned that lesson the hard way in literally 48 hours. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see precisely why the era of go woke, go broke ain't just a slogan anymore. It's the new reality of American business, a reality that has progressive leftists in an absolute panic. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making possible every single day. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. One programming note, I will be on the Tim Pool Show tonight. Tim Pool IRL at 8 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to tune into that. I'm very, very excited for that. And you did it again. You changed the world again. Well, you and with a little help from Donald J. Trump. But together, you are an unstoppable force. Yesterday, August 26, 2025, Cracker Barrel, Old Country Store, shocked corporate America by announcing a complete reversal of their controversial logo rebrand. But not before Trump himself weighed in and essentially forced their hand what may be the fastest corporate capitulation in modern business history. So as many of you know, just last week, CEO Julie Fels-Masino her resume reads like a corporate consultant's playbook. She's been at Starbucks. She's been at Taco Bell. She's been at Mattel. She unveiled what she called All the More. It's a $700 million rebranding initiative that stripped away everything that made Cracker Barrel authentically American. Gone was Uncle Herschel, right? The overall wearing figure who'd leaned against the wooden barrel since 1977. Gone were the warm, rustic colors. Gone was the Old Country Store tagline. And in their place, a sterile, minimalist logo featuring nothing but text in a corporate font against a lifeless gold shield. Now, if you don't know, the restaurant's name originates from a time in the 19th century when people would socialize around a barrel full of crackers in a country store. But this new CEO appears to have disparaged the traditional Americana origins of the restaurant. She's reportedly a major advocate of DEI policies and instituting wokeness and inclusivity all throughout corporate mandates. And after instituting the controversial rebrand, she actually doubled down on what was appearing already to be a massive backlash. Check this out.
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of our managers. We bring them together and every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, how can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Oh, really?
So because the feedback and the buzz is so good, not only from our customers, but from our team members. They want to work in a wonderful restaurant. So we're doing everything for our guests and our team members.
Well, obviously that wasn't true. What she was, she may be in a echo chamber where she's getting fawning accolades from woke diehards, but that was not true. Within days, Cracker Barrel's stock plummeted over 12%, wiping out nearly $100 million in market value. But the real change was happening on the ground. Photos began surfacing on social media showing empty parking lots at peak dinner hours, including one from country music star John Rich, showing just two cars in a Tennessee location that was normally packed. Conservative commentators erupted. Donald Trump Jr. posted, you know, what the F is with Cracker Barrel? The woke war room on X accused Messino of replacing a cherished American aesthetic with bland, lifeless branding and called her for her immediate resignation. But the moment that changed literally everything came just yesterday morning when President Trump posted on Truth Social, Cracker Barrel should go back to the old logo, admit a mistake based on customer response, the ultimate poll, and manage the company better than ever before. They got $1 billion worth of free publicity if they play their cards right. Very tricky to do, but a great opportunity. Have a major news conference today. Make Cracker Barrel a winner again. And by the end of that same day, yesterday, Cracker Barrel completely surrendered. Quote, we thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain. The company announced that statement on social media, and it was very clear that the days of woke advertising had come crashing down. Trump's response was immediate and victorious. Congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back to what it was. All of your fans very much appreciate it. Good luck into the future. Make lots of money. And most importantly, make your customers happy again. Now, obviously, this was not just about a logo. What the legacy media is trying to do is make the absurd claim that this was all a manufactured overreaction outrage by the far right. But the legacy media, of course, is frankly hiding something central to what happened here. The legacy media is trying, they are deliberately hiding one key ingredient for why corporate America keeps going woke. And of course, they're doing that because what we call journalism today is often nothing more than agenda-driven activism wrapped in a headline. And behind the curtain, it's insiders like media executives, political operatives, and algorithms calling the shots and deciding what we see and what we don't. Now, this problem is exactly, gang, why I use ground news. It cuts through all the noise, the spin, and the manipulation and shows you what's actually happening here in America and around the world. Ground news brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources all around the world, and it makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is its transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over 1 million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. I mean, it's the clearest way to see media bias in action. Here's an example of a story barely getting any traction on the right. The Washington, D.C. Attorney General has sued the Trump administration over the D.C. police takeover. So it's claiming that the administration is abusing power, but you would think, of course, that reducing crime and making people feel safe would be popular with everyone, regardless of party, right? Well, here's a story the left is completely ignoring. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent rips Pelosi and calls for single stock trading ban in Congress. Now, if the guy in charge of America's money is calling out Congress for acting like Wall Street insiders, maybe it's time we do something about our public officials using insider information to get rich. You see, with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate media doesn't want you to see. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features I personally use for just $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. What the legacy media is deliberately hiding from you is what historian Larry Schweikert is calling the triumph of HR in corporate America, meaning that all of these woke rebrands involve a very real, very observable alliance between marketing ad agencies and HR departments in big corporations. So what we see in the 1990s is the growth of two departments in corporations, marketing and HR. Marketing because the go-to for increasing market share, corporations just found it was cheaper to invest in new ad campaigns than in new and improved products. Just again, very similar to what we've been seeing with Bud Light and now most recently with Cracker Barrel. But at the same time, again, this is going back to the 1990s, you saw a boom in HR. And that came as a result of government intervention in enforcing affirmative action, racial quotas, and gender quotas in corporate America. And eventually these two worlds, the marketing world and the HR world, sort of merge. And it's largely because of their shared culture. They were both very liberal. Marketing was liberal because of the marketing majors in the universities, and HR was liberal, needless to say, because of government bureaucrats. And so now, wokeness basically continues to live, breathe, and have its being in HR-driven corporate advertising. So that's where you get Bud Light. That's where you get Disney. That's where you get Target. That's where you get the whole NFL's nonsense of end racism campaign. And that's where you get, as of now, Cracker Barrel. It's all part of this, the very structure of modern corporate America, where two divisions that are inherently very woke merge together to impose that wokeness all throughout corporate America. And what that's doing, unfortunately for the progressive left, is it's provoking a mass backlash known as consumer politics, where more and more people are in effect voting with their wallets. And as more consumers see corporate America diverging from their values, they are increasingly and intentionally not buying from some stores and intentionally buying from others that at the very least don't offend their values. So you've got boycotts on the one hand, and you got boycotts operative on the other. They boycott companies that offend their values, and they intentionally buy from and support companies that defend and honor their values. And Cracker Barrel learned the hard way that we are now in an era of consumer politics. President Trump knows that better than anyone. He helped institute it. He helped with the founding of Truth Social. He helped found the parallel economy, which is literally driven by consumer politics. He's fully aware that more and more people are voting with their wallets. And as such, a Harvard Business Review study found that marketers are returning to traditional advertising after a decades-long decline. So consumer service companies are increasingly spending ad revenue on traditional advertising and pushing nationalist and populist traditionalist themes. And the Harvard study found that the increase in that budget is over 10% of late. And it's because what they call aspirational advertising sells products. Aspirational advertising sells products. Woke lecturing doesn't. And so by bringing the power of the White House to bear on this situation, Cracker Barrel capitulated. And it looks like they're pushing back against the entire power of HR ad marketing, as is corporate America as a whole. You see, this is not simply a matter of just firing one executive and replacing her with another. Corporate culture is going to have to adjust to the new era of consumer politics. Bud Light certainly, again, has learned that lesson, once again, the hard way. Disney is learning that lesson. Target is learning that lesson. They are all clearly recognizing that the era of DEI, woke HR, and marketing firms is over. Consumer politics has dawned. And with it, a corporate culture that's increasingly beginning to celebrate America rather than denigrate it has arrived. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast, this is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.